fucking lucky, dude. We had waited. We paid $3 to see it. You got to see it.
I paid twice that on the first day. I was upset when I heard that you liked Dave Matthews in it, and that I thought that was the worst part of it.
It didn't bother me.
Welcome to the Feudal Podcast. If you want to send us an email,
Dave Matthews,
send us an email, please.
Dave Matthews, you know, of the Dave Matthews.
You enjoy if you enjoy these.
He was the redneck that they hired.
Crazy guy.
Let's Get Ready to Rumble guy hired to.
Yeah. And it says that his likes were Lethal Weapon 1, Lethal Weapon 2, and Lethal Weapon 3.
We're going to talk about Don't Mess With Zoanne tonight.
We're really talking about
it. Yeah, we're really going to.
Thought this was
great idea.
Calling your bluff. So, Zach, Don't Mess With Zoanne.
Set the table.
It's apt because by the time we get this out,
it'll already be on DVD.
Israel's probably going to be attacking Iran, and it's going to be
Israel ain't attacking nothing. Dude.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesomely terrible when
we should attack Israel. Just let everyone be like, "Whoa, I didn't see that coming."
We'll be like, "Hey, fuck you guys."
Now, what do you think? You all love us now, right? We kill the Jews.
Everyone would love us.
Everyone would, dude.
Seriously,
the whole world,
France
would be like, "That was a great decision." We appreciate.
We stand by you. Yeah. Even Switzerland, they'd be like, good job.
Yes. Especially Switzerland.
So Don't Mess With Zoanne starts with... I hate having to say the in there. It should just be Don't Mess With Zoanne.
No, but it's the... Zoanne. It's funny, man.
Especially when you say it in the accent.
You like how they use hummus for everything?
Yeah. Oh, God. It just got, like, the
he
first time...
He put in his hair and brushed his teeth with it.
And then he put out the fire.
Sick. It was making me sick.
When we put out the fire with the hummus.
No, like, the first time they made the hummus joke, I thought it was funny.
It was funny.
And then
like,
by
the
last time,
times,
it was even more hilarious than the first time.
I thought it was, like, actually kind of funny the first three times, just because there was a point where he's really angry sitting in the staff room, and he keeps dipping things in hummus while he's, like, being angry about it. And at that point, I was like, it's getting overkill already.
You know, like, they use it like three times in the first 10 minutes of the movie.
And then he was like barbecuing the, was it fish?
Yeah.
On the beach. He's barbecuing the fish, like marinating it with hummus, like, and then like just eating it and he saw his ass.
And you remember when he throws the fish up and then he catches it with his ass?
Yeah.
He cuts the deal with like male nudity in comedies nowadays.
Remember when you saw the old woman's ass? The old Jew woman?
Oh yeah.
That was horrendous.
Yeah. That was huge.
I know, yeah,
god
damn.
It's like a rhinoceros.
It is gross.
Rhinoceros?
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
He kicks people with his feet. He makes him taste.
Remember his
feet.
Huge dick?
No, it was his bush.
His bush was huge.
Oh, right.
He shows the gay guy, and the gay guy's like, it's not that big. He's like, no, the bush. The bush.
The
and
biggest.
It was constricting his dick. Except it wasn't really. It was just that
he just
loved
made
that
his
girl.
Dick look smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah, Emmanuel Shrieky. What'd you think of her? She's kind of cute. A little bit. So it's about the greatest, what do they call that group? Mossad groups.
The Phantom?
He's the greatest, yeah. And then
the
Phantom is John Turturro, who's like the Palestinian version of him. Mm-hmm. And they always have these fights where like neither of them can die or like feel pain or anything. Like there's this part in the water, like Zoanne basically tells his parents finally that he wants to cut and style hair and they laugh at him because... His dad always...
Everybody calls him a Fujito or something.
Fegula. It's Fegula, yeah. Fegula. Same thing that Mel Brooks said in all his movies. But, and his dad's like, I was in the Six-Day War. They like make fun of that. And he's like, you always with the Six-Day War. I don't want to hear about it. Like, everyone talks with the terrible fake Jew accent.
It's the worst, like, fake Jew accent I've ever heard in
so
my entire life.
He's the greatest, and he, like, single-handedly... He catches bullets with his, like, with his nostrils and stuff, and, like... With his teeth.
Which
like
is funny in itself.
It's and it's so over the top. Like, he blows, he kicks through walls. And
yeah, isn't that funny to you guys?
No.
No,
the action scenes are, like, ruined by,
we were going to tell you that this was, like, good?
No, but I mean that type of humor where, like, people catch stuff with their nose and, like, there's feet on a stick kicking people in the mouth.
Like, he does the most impossible things that are supposed to be funny. And, like, you know, for the whole
Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore were funny because it's absurdist. But it all happens in, like, a real world. This is the most, like, fake stock set on the Universal lot type crap. Like, and
see,
everything...
That street that they live
on? Yeah, the street they live on is obviously, like, the street at Universal Studios. You know? It's, like, the city. This is the street we use for the city.
Main Street USA.
And it was so... Anyway, so he goes... He fakes his own death. He,
You don't really have to get into
the thing. Well, I just, you gotta put that plot thing. He fakes his own death, and then he goes to New York to try to start over, and he goes to, like, the Paul Mitchell salon, and...
Which was Mitchell.
Yeah, because he's got this book of Paul Mitchell haircuts from, like, the 80s, which is where he gets his own hairstyle from. Mm-hmm. He takes the name of the two dogs that he was in the jet with.
It's like Coco something, right?
Scrappy Coco.
Scrappy Coco.
Yeah, Scrappy Coco.
How do you even remember all this?
I don't know. Well, I just saw it. Like, review, but you have to, like, yeah, right, remember names and
Scrappy
stuff.
Scrappy Coco.
But, so he goes and...
I had to hear that name.
He meets some explorers. And, you know, the thing about all his movies is, like, there's always a ton of people he meets that, like, immediately befriend him. He knows that, like, in everything. And he just hangs out with them, and they all have, like... Remember they do the hacky sack with the cat?
That was actually pretty funny. Like, when I first saw that, they were like...
But everything else is, like... The gag is, so he starts by, he meets Nick Swardson, then he starts banging Nick Swardson's mom. And he does it all the time. And Nick Swardson's super, like, grossed out by it. He's like, hey, don't be threatened, you know, she needs some loving or whatever. And she's like, yeah, dude. And then he finally goes and works in Emmanuel Shikri's Palestinian salon across the street, because all the Jews work on one side of the street and all the Palestinians work on the other side, which is, like, mirroring the thing in the Middle East, except for it's in New York. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Which nobody even cares about when you're going to watch the movie.
Yeah. So anyway, like, all the Jews and the Palestinians come out, like, every day and, like, argue with each other, but they end up always, like, agreeing about the same things. Like, they all
like love, who they want to bang.
Yeah, and they all love disco, they all love hacky sack, and the women they all say they want to bang are, like, disgusting. But basically, it ends up being, and so then he, you know, he wants to cut hair, she won't let him, and so he ends up doing it, then he ends up having sex with all the old women in the back of the place. Like, that's... Like, he's servicing them sexually.
And giving them haircuts.
And then giving them haircuts. And then, like, he's just making them feel good about themselves, right? It's like in the Mr. Deeds mode, where Adam Sandler's this, like, friendly, nice person who only wants to do right and help people out. And then he learns something, like, about himself and makes everyone change and stuff like that. The two characters he plays are that one and then the total juvenile dick who kind of has to end up growing up, like Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore. Like, there's those ones... And then, which he also did in, like, Big Daddy and stuff. Then there's the super nice, friendly, little Nicky, you know, like, that one. Like, the pilot. His worst movies are those, by far.
I still laugh at a few things in Little Nicky when I watch it.
I thought that was along the same vein, though. And it has so many cameos by celebrity people in it. And you're supposed to be like, oh, sweet, it's Ozzy.
Metal, yay.
So there's all these, like, celebrity cameos and... And it just ends up being just awful. Like, and it was so racist. Like, I'm not offended by racism in movies at all. I usually think it's funny. But it was so, like...
It was, like, stupidly
racist.
It was
all so... Like, yeah, every single person was a total stock stereotype.
Yeah.
But even worse. Like,
Rob
Schneider...
Because it's so stupid.
No, like, it sounds like... It was like they did the old cover COA racist comedy stuff like it. But... We'll do this. We'll be racist about it because a lot of people will still laugh at racist comedy, but then we'll wink about it and say it's okay because we're doing it. You know, they're being meta about it.
Like, hey, we're cool with this, but we can make fun of it.
Chuck and Larry was so anti-gay, but at the end, it's like it's this like sweet-hearted pro-gay message.
Yeah.
At the end of it, like the whole time, it's like being really sweet to gays, but at the same time, just trashing them. You know, it does the same thing with. It makes Palestinians and Jews seem like absolutely ass-backwards people living in the Stone Ages who are retarded and who are disgusting.
Like, their whole style, and they, like love Mariah Carey and all that.
Right. Everything.
Hacky
you know?
Sack.
Yeah. And really, that's more the Northern Koreans.
Remember when they were having their conversation, like, they're like, fighting, you know, the town, and they're like... Like, I'd really, like, you know, after 9/11, I wouldn't want to get on a plane with me, you know? Everybody in the audience was like,
like that. And then, so, the bad guys in the whole film are anyone who's white, which is, like, the racist rednecks or the big business guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Of course.
With his hot
it's white
supermodel
people
wife.
The bad guys, yeah.
Is she hot?
Oh, she's got big tits. Which means she's hot.
like deflated it to or something like that.
He says he's ruined.
Guy's pissed. He's ruined.
He's like, I'm ruined.
His wife's tits, guys.
They were perfect. Yeah.
That sounds funny.
That was kind of a funny
It's
line.
Probably one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
It was seriously that
It was like
bad.
Unbearably
We
not
need to watch
funny.
Love Guru.
That was worse. Zohan was even like was so stupid in parts that I was like kind of chuckling.
Wait,
a bit. Like,
do you think Love Guru is better or worse?
Hell no, I'll kill the thing when we're done with Zohan. So
no,
Zohan gets
no. Okay, we got more shit to say.
I want to talk about it forever.
Okay,
dude, you can't see the Love Guru being worse. Have you? Oh,
I can't imagine many things being worse.
No,
than that,
I could. You
besides
you,
like smoking aces, obviously.
Here's the basic joke in the Love Guru, is that he. That his guru greeting to everyone is by saying Mariska Hargitay, which is the name of the lady from Lawnmower SVU. And they keep saying it over and over. And every time it's supposed to be funny. They say it like 1,000 times in the movie.
Mariska Hargitay.
Mariska Hargitay.
Why is it funny?
It's not funny. It's
no, why is it supposed to?
Because it sounds like something a guru would say, but it's the name of the lady from Law and Order. And then there's some celebrity party he's at, and Mariska Hargitay is there.
Right, and she said, "Does he say it to her?"
Yeah, and then he's like, "Mariska Hargitay,"
and everyone in the audience is like, "Who's Mariska?"
And he like keeps looking at the camera, and then like he's like, "Hey, I dedicated this new children's wing of this hospital we did for you." He's like, "Listen," and he pushes a button and does the Law and Order thing,
dum dum,
and he keeps doing it over and over. He's like, "That's good, right? That's funny, huh?"
Yeah,
dum,
dum, dum, yeah. Dum. Then you like after a while you feel,
and there's like Jessica like Simpson's there, and Deepak Chopra's in it, and
Jessica Alba.
But Jessica Simpson is in it. She has a cameo.
Both
like,
Jessicas? It's a dual Jessica. Dual Jessica.
Yeah, she's in it. Jessica Alba and Jessica Simpson.
It's dual Jessicas.
Alba's actually a character.
She's a character. Jessica Simpson plays herself.
Yeah.
And who's the other person?
Does she play like
Val Kilmer, too.
Nice.
Yeah, he like pops in. He's like,
is he still? Is that
the one? Is that the one funny part though? Does he just say something offhand that sounds funny?
What does Kilmer say?
Kilmer, see you later.
Something about like. The guru just comes up and says something about like how he's progressing in his spiritual walks, and he gives him a flower, and he's like, "Oh, thanks."
Lame. Yeah,
they didn't even give Kilmer a killer line.
No, yeah, he didn't even ad lib something because he knew how ridiculous it was, and then they kept it in because they.
Hey, why was? Remember when I saw Stephen Colbert? How was he? Was he unfunny?
Oh, he was awful.
I
Jim Gaffigan. They were terrible.
Oh, that's
and
rough.
The guy from
which sucks because they're both funny.
Yeah. The guy from all those Judd Apatow things. The black guy. What's his name? I forget his name.
Oh, he was on Jimmy Kimmel too.
Yeah,
Fats Domino.
No, he was in 40-year-old Virgin.
Oh, yeah, 40-year-old Virgin. Yeah,
he was the one that's like, you keep putting the pussy on a pedestal.
Yeah, that guy. He's like the hockey player guy.
Yeah.
And then Justin Timberlake is the bad guy in it, and it's the most unfunny. Like he's a Celine Dion obsessed Canadian,
French Canadian
with a huge cock. And he's
called. Should have been a Mariah Carey.
His last name is Lecoq, C-O-Q. Which is like a French Canadian thing, and apparently he's got like a 40-inch dick, and he's got a tattoo on his stomach that says points and says the man, then it points and says
the legend.
Legend.
Right?
That's funny, right?
That is kind of funny.
That's just stupid.
That
is kind of funny.
It's not. No, it's not. That's such an old joke. That's on T-shirts.
That's not funny.
Well, it's funny.
That's why it's funny. You get a tattoo of something. Why you get a tattoo of something on a T-shirt? Basically, I'm giving that movie an A+ because of that joke that you just told. I haven't seen it.
The man, the legend.
It's got. Look,
I would give it at least a B- just because of that. I've never heard that before.
It's got,
you haven't?
It's got. It's got guys
it's
looking at
the
camera. Wait,
world.
Zach. It's got. Just to be clear. It's got guys looking at the camera and then doing a joke up to a third time. Like you know, it's not funny, right?
And no, it's not like that. And then no, people are laughing at the joke.
In the theater? In the theater?
The other actors in the movie are laughing at every joke that happens.
It's like Bob Saget or something.
No, it's way worse. Bob Saget would have saved the movie.
Well, no, but I mean, like in America, what he did in America's Funniest Videos.
Oh, those terrible jokes that he used to do?
And he would always laugh at them? Is that how the Love Guru ends? Does he just teach everybody to love themselves?
No, and
by sucking their own dick.
And that's also from the racist movie. Ben Kingsley was his. Everything is some stupid joke about dicks in it. Like, all the names. Like, his name is Guru Pika, but Ben Kingsley's name was Guru Tuggan Maputa, or something like that. And the name of the town he's from is Heron Makista.
What? Heron Makista.
And like, the beginning and end has him, like
hair
in
Makista?
Yeah. You hear Morgan Freeman talking in the beginning.
You hear
Morgan Freeman talking in the beginning, and then it comes down, and it's just Mike Myers talking, and he's like, oh, hello, I'm just talking into my, I'm just doing my... my narration machine, and it shows it, and he's like, it's set to Morgan Freeman, and he like turns the thing, and it shows it says like regular and Morgan Freeman, and he like clicks it over, and they keep going back to that, like it's
Yeah,
I don't find awful. That sounds kind of funny, funny too.
Yeah, on the first try, I can see.
Yeah, you know, I'm like if they just did it once.
I think our collective B minus could be going up to maybe just a solid B.
Yeah, dude, I've heard a couple things that make me think. That's even promising. Those two things are better than anything that was in.
We're all together here on a B, but. We'll give it a B minus, a B plus if you throw in.
What does Zohan sound like to you?
Throw in a couple of Jessica Alba shower scenes. Will you do that for us? Nothing.
No.
Not even like you know.
She's the same frigid bitch she is in every movie.
Ooh. I kind of like that though too. So I think I'm just going to give it a B plus. That. Yeah, that's nice.
I'll give it an.
They do the thing where.
It sounds like
Mike
shite.
Myers is like 20 years older than Jessica Alba, maybe, and he's disgusting, has this gross beard, and long hair, and he's like short.
They're supposed to be chemistry between them?
Ah. So anyway, they do the thing where like you pair people like that in a movie, and the whole time you're thinking, I wonder if they're gonna kiss. That'd be gross. So then just to save it, they never kiss. Nice. They like fall in love and stuff, but they never kiss once.
That's dumb.
Like that's how they save it. I think
she probably wouldn't do it.
She would. Yeah. It's in the contract. Like,
I don't want to kiss Mike Myers.
That's why she has to maintain her frigid bitch quality, so Zach can be frustrated.
Heather Graham did it, right?
Yeah, and Beyonce.
Yeah,
it's gross, dude. They all had
Elizabeth Hurley.
I think he makes these movies just so we can make out with chicks. And this time it was like,
well, I think Heather Graham like pretty much doing.
He's
going
to put younger and younger, hotter girls in it. So he gets his Jessica Alba point, and she's like, "I'm not kissing you." She's like, "Come on, I was Wayne."
He's gonna do what about some daycare guy and have Dakota Fanning in the next one?
Yeah, dude. He'll be laying your pipe.
He rapes her.
It's all gonna be about.
It's gonna be a hilarious movie about rape.
You Don't Mess with the Zohan was a solid F. And if at all possible, Love Guru was probably an F minus.
Right. I can see that. Because the Love Guru. What?
What? Go ahead.
I said because the Love Guru looked horrible.
And you got like no money, but you're shelling out for this.
I'll pay you all this shit, dude.
Oh, that sucks, man. They got to start paying for you to see some of these movies.
Why don't you see all my use more of those movie passes, and you can come with me.
I'm not gonna see shit. I can't handle it. If I go see a movie, I want it to be better than the opening. Don't turn off your cell phone.
I like watching bad stuff though. Like I really liked watching.
You really do. It's weird.
But it's got to be
drama. Fun though.
Because here's the problem. This is the
wait. It's got to be drama, is what you said.
I didn't have fun
an action or a drama movie that's just terrible.
Well, that's like a different
can be
kind.
Funny. Yeah.
Now listen, yeah, an action or drama movie that's really bad can be very unintentionally funny.
But a comedy,
but what's a comedy
that's, shit,
that's
it's just
not
shit.
Funny? That's not unintentionally
it's not a drama.
Funny. It can't be unintentionally funny.
It's just embarrassing.
Just embarrassing.
Epic movie.
Exactly. But it's I mean, wrong. But I mean, what's the point? That can't be accidentally funny ever.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But like. If you really hated some movie like 88 Minutes, it's accidentally funny all the way through it. And it makes it great.
That's why we love it.
You know, I'm thinking of a comedy that I thought was like more funny, but then I ended up watching it. It was actually pretty kind of screwed up in some parts. You talked about Morgan Freeman earlier. Did you ever see the movie?
Betty?
No. Yeah. With Morgan Freeman and Chris Rock. And like even Chris Rock gets like shot and he's like bleeding to death
and
dying.
And he screams daddy.
And he screams daddy and it's all fucked up.
It's his dad and you didn't
know. And you didn't
know. And then Morgan Freeman says the creepy thing to Betty and then he slips into the closet and you hear a gunshot.
Uh-huh.
Like he killed himself in there. But he like slips back into this darkened closet. Like his head just goes into
like,
it.
There's some weird shit in that movie that's just really dark. It's not even like.
Yeah, they scalp Aaron Eckhart in the beginning.
It's not even like dark comedy. It's just like fucked up stuff that happens. And then it's like, well, be funny. Maybe that Labute guy just likes to do that.
He's a Mormon. A
Mormon. Have you seen The Shape of Things with Paul Rudd? I've seen half of that. Yeah.
It's the most misogynist.
With the deaf girl.
Yeah. Neil Labute's really messed up. He's a practicing Mormon. Like he first.
Well, you got to practice or you'll get rusty.
Yeah. He wrote In the Company of Men as a play while he was still at BYU, and they gave him some huge award for it. And it's the most foul like. Mormons can't even watch sporting events on Sundays.
And then he wrote in that, what was the other one? Your Friends and Neighbors?
Yeah, right.
Have you seen that fucked up movie?
No.
Oh my
God. I've heard about it.
It's rough. There's a scene where the guy's talking about raping some kid in the shower when he was in high school, and it's just like, this is fucked up.
No movie I really like.
Remember Happiness?
Gummo.
You liked it?
No.
Okay. I made it about 10 minutes into
Julian
that.
Julian Donkey Boy? Did you see that?
That's this shit.
It's a fun movie about incest.
Dude, Gummo's the worst. No, it's not the worst, but it's fucking horrible. I hate that movie so much.
It did suck.
It's so... There's nothing good about it at all.
Storytelling.
Which one? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that other Todd Solondz one.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
What's that guy's fucking problem? That guy's just gross.
Todd Solondz is even more messed up than Neil Abute.
Yeah, he's pretty messed up.
Really messed up.
God,
it gets a little derivative,
though. I didn't see Palindromes. That's...
I haven't seen that one either.
That's supposed to be good. Where, like, 14 different people play the same person.
Attractive man, Paul Newman.
Oh, Paul Newman was
he was
hot,
a hot
dude.
Guy.
He was
dude.
Cool hand loop dog.
What about do you remember how hot Mary Tyler Moore used to be?
She was pretty hot back in the day.
She was in the
50s. Yeah, she still kind of looks mousy.
Cue it up, cue it up, dude. She's so hot.
Mary Tyler Moore.
She, how old is she now? Like,
we're gonna get to,
she's 1,000.
We're gonna get to like Jessica Tandy here in a few minutes.
Oh, look at that. That's cute.